Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Pillette. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herman Pillette. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards first. Pip catches it and throws to Ward, who tags Blue for the double play. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Witt moves to third. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt scores. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bassler for the out. One out. Herman Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Pellett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards the mound. Mays reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Musel moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to home to get Shang. Musel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Danny Clark pinch hits for Herman Pillette. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Clark reaches second base with a double. Rigney scores. Basler goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Yankees, 2. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cyl Johnson now pitching. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Yankees, 3. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pipp. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Pipp steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Veach hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Veach hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. There goes Jones trying to get to third. Musel throws the ball into Dugan who tags Jones for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pipp hits a pop-up into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rigney moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Ruth is chasing the ball. Jones rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Musel strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Carl Mays. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Witt bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Smith moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-4 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.